Only a few blocks away from the Old Town Square is the oldest permanent puppet theater in the Czech Republic. It is called Příšelotek, Kingdom of Puppets in English, and despite its fame and a tradition of almost 80 years, it has always been largely made up of amateurs. Currently, Příšelotek has about 40 members, performs every Saturday and Sunday, and premieres two pieces per season. Klára Lichtágová has been with the theatre for 18 years.
In 1921, the group of Příšelotek was founded, and about 7-8 years later, the group moved into the theatre where we are now. So, and since 1928, is performing in the theatre. And we've been performing without an interruption. The founders of the theater, it was Mr. Suharda and his wife. After that, it was Mr. Kobek, who was the leader of the group. And these two persons, Suharda and Kobek, they were the most important, I think, personalities in our history, both sculptors and puppeteers and puppet makers.
The theater's activities have withstood both four decades of communism and the arrival of capitalism. However, it could not resist the devastating floods which hit Prague in August 2002. Water got into the theater, which is underground level, and the theater had to suspend its activities for a half a year.
Fortunately, we didn't lose any puppets, but we lost our archive, which was one of the biggest archives about puppet theater in Czech Republic, and we lost lots of props. Without props, we can't play certain performances. The archive was very important because there were lots of like founding contracts and documents from 1920s, and so we lost most of this.
Sounds in the theatre, like the typical creation of a storm on a large sheet of metal, are usually done by the newest members, who are in the process of learning the puppeteer's craft. Becoming a full member of the group is subject to traditional rules, although these are far from strict compared to some decades ago. František Lichták is Clara's father. He started frequenting the group at the age of 10.
Členem se stáváš od 15 let. Do té doby je to LF.
One becomes a member at the age of 15. Till that time, one is a beginner and has to take part in some performances for at least 3 years. Currently, we have 6 or 7 kids who are younger than 15. But of course, today the situation is much different from the times when I was a newcomer. My beginnings consisted of seeing absolutely all performances from the auditorium. After 2 years of that, I was allowed to peek backstage.
Unlike tasks of each newcomer, the ceremony of accepting a beginner as a full member has not changed since the 1920s when Vojtěch Suharda started the tradition.
Je to vždycky při příležitosti valné hromady.
The ceremony always takes place on the occasion of a general meeting. The newcomer has to take a vow to the chairman of the group. I can't recite the vow here because it's 2 pages long. But the message is that the person is an ardent puppeteer. After the vow, the adept is delivered several delicate blows to the head by a marionette beam. On this, he or she becomes a full member of the Příšelotek Artistic Association.
The theatre prides itself on several primacies. Besides having its seat in the oldest permanent puppet theatre in the Czech Republic, it is equipped for leading puppets from a distance of greater than 3 meters. This technique is more demanding because the transmission of the puppeteer's movement takes longer, but a ramp enables puppeteers to walk with their puppets in all directions in greater distances, so the entire space of the forestage can be used. However, there is yet another aspect in which Příšelotek was first. UNIMA is an abbreviation for the International Union of Marionettes, and Klára Lichtágová explains its connection to Příšelotek.
UNIMA was founded in our theatre in 1929, so about 1 year after we've moved here. The contracts and everything was signed here. The UNIMA is the oldest theatre international organization in the world. It still exists, but I think that it's got less importance than it used to have. The International Center of UNIMA is in France. there are some executives meetings, and there's a meeting, I think, every 2 or 4 years. One of the top subjects is the puppeteering encyclopedia that is being made and should be issued next year. It's quite a big project. They've been working on it for 20 years.
The sound of the wind might be one of the more difficult ones to recognize for the youngest audiences at whom the repertoire has been aimed throughout the history of Říše loutek. František Lichták talks about the philosophy of the theatre.
Samozřejmě to cílíme na ty nejmladší, protože on to bude znít možná hloupě jako fráze.
We aim our stories at young children. This might sound like a superficial phrase, but we actually want to educate them. We believe that the very act of getting dressed up and coming to the theatre with granny, mum or dad creates a relationship with the theatre, and that builds some more general cultural milieu. Of course, nowadays, in the times of television, film and so on, the fight for audiences is much more difficult. Nevertheless, we still can't complain about a lack of people. There is a certain decrease in attendance. I remember times when it was hard to get a ticket to Říše loutek.
The previous decades, however, did have some drawbacks. On the one hand, the communist regime kept giving money to the theatre, which belonged to various state institutions, like the municipal library, for example. On the other hand, it censored the scripts and banned any tours abroad. Today, the theatre is artistically independent, but as a civic association, it gets no official state funding. Říše loutek, however, has devoted members and a good deal of good luck.
Currently, there are two groups performing in the theatre, the Artistic Association of Říše loutek and Via Praga, which puts on Don Giovanni. A contract with the town hall obliges Via Praga to pay us a considerable amount of money annually. This, of course, doesn't cover all costs, so the members subsidize the theatre as well. Not only do we get no money for our work, but we even donate money to the theatre to keep it going.
Naopak i do Říšanské pokladny přispíváme.
Prague's children can only hope that Říše loutek stays alive for many more years. Otherwise, they might have to meet the famous figures of a king, a water sprite, and a devil only on a computer monitor.